Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times.
Mike, what are you doing?
Relaxing. I'll show you guys my...
Mike, are you, oh, God damn it. Mike, are you on your phone right now?
I'm looking
put,
stuff.
I know what Mike
put
looks
the phone
like
down.
Yeah. By the way, do you both
be
have
part of, be present.
Say? Adrian, are you hosting
no,
this
I
one?
Don't.
You want me to host it?
I'll do it if you don't want to. I just figured you'd want to do this one.
Yeah, that's fine. I can host it.
Adrian's like, I guess, fucker.
Fuck, I don't have anything prepared. Who do I sound like?
Mike. Fucking, that's total Mike.
Yeah. Normally I have something prepared.
No, I'm saying like if we ask you to host when you like you weren't planning it.
Oh, yeah. No,
but I don't have two paragraphs.
That's 100% me. You know, the last couple times I've done it, I haven't.
No, usually when you plan something out though, it's clever enough. So I'm just giving you a hard
I
time.
Try. Like the Nightmare Before Christmas episode.
What did you do for that? Oh, was that the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Our culture shock. What's this song?
Yeah. Corey and I still need to do that. People want that to happen.
Well, at this point, I assumed we were doing it for, yeah, this year.
Or Halloween on Christmas.
Who is make me... Oh.
God damn it, we're still in the...
It's because you jump back in here. That's why.
Yeah, what happened?
I was that before.
Corey's audio file is like going super slow and ours is going
super
fast.
Oh, it's not for me.
No, mine's all normal, too.
Maybe I'm the one that's the problem.
You were the issue. Was it last week or the week before?
It was a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, what am I looking
for? Sorry to keep making the emo references. We're still stuck in last week.
Who's this one edit?
This is me.
Blah, blah, blah. This one's yours?
Yeah, comedy, yeah. Because Mike did Boondock Saints.
That'd be effing hilarious if... it wouldn't be hilarious for you, but it'd be...
What?
It'd be ironic if another one of the files was, like, offbeat and you had to do a bunch of shit to it.
Oh, my God. I would literally kill myself.
Well, then let's try and make that happen.
So how can we make these tracks
how
off?
How can we do this?
God damn it. I'm such an idiot, too. Look, this week I'm wearing my fucking... We're talking about music last week. I'm wearing my Talking Head shirt today. Last week I was wearing some fucking generic black shirt.
What are you wearing? You can take that as sexual as you like. He's confused.
I don't think Mike understands the question. What is your shirt, dickhead?
Am I supposed to be wearing clothes?
Oh, it's a flash shirt.
Oh, it's a flash shirt. Okay. I saw the red, so I assumed either Flash or Deadpool, but... Oh, with some fancy text. Mike, what would you call that textile? Wingdings?
Cursive?
Is that cursive?
Cursive.
No, I'm talking about... You can't just go on fucking... Like, you know, you can't just go on Word and look up cursive. Well, you probably could, but it would be like cursive Times New Roman, Cambria.
There's a name for the cursive style, and it's not cursive.
Right. Cursive Michael Myers?
The curse of Michael Myers, yes.
That's Halloween 6.
The text.
That's a really specific name for that font. What's the font for Halloween 6, Curse of Michael Myers?
Script. It's script.
Oh, it's just script?
Yeah.
Just like the NFL. Right, Corey?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't even know what you're saying right now, man. All right, guys. So we can talk about both, but do we... Wait, what?
I'm looking up Daniel Tosh quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay to roofie a girl just to shut her up?
Daniel Tosh is a gold mine of quotes. What was the other big thing? First of all, I wanted to talk about these scores that Blood Money 2 are getting.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Although the tomato meter has dropped. More people, critics have reviewed it. It went from 100 to like a 68. But audience actually went up from a 78% to an 82% with more reviews. So I don't know what the fuck that... Now, listen, sometimes the audience is wrong too. Okay, sometimes the audience is wrong too. I tend to side with them a lot more than critics on there. But audiences get it wrong. Or is this movie fucking watchable? All right, guys, good talk.
Yeah.
This is compelling. Is everybody just like looking shit up on their phones?
I'm trying to find a line because I don't know exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you guys looking for lines? That makes more sense. I was like, what are we doing here? Should we do this another night?
Did you? Yeah, I'm guessing you haven't seen it yet, though, Adrian.
What?
Blood and Honey, too.
No, I have not seen it. You know what I'm actually anxious for is fucking Cody. Cody put a review out for it. And if the history, do you know the history of him and like that whole Jagged Edge Productions?
They got
the rivalry.
They got into a thing online.
But did you see his recent video?
No.
So through a mutual friend that is now working on the part two, a mutual friend got Cody to sit down with the producer of Blood and Honey, and they talked the whole thing out, and Cody said it went really well. Like, Cody has a whole video out about his experience talking to the producer, and he thinks, you know, there were some mistakes on both sides during the spat, but Cody is okay with the producer now, whereas before they were fucking really butting heads. So he said he's going to give part two a chance, but he's still going to give his honest opinion. Like, that's not going to change. He still thinks the first movie's garbage, and he told him that. But, so he put out a review for part two just a few hours ago, and I'm eager to watch it because if he gives it a favorable review, I feel like some people are going to call him a fucking sellout because like, oh, now you're friends with him, so you give a good review.
Yeah.
And if he gives it a bad review, it's like, I don't know. I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised knowing who Cody is that he put a review out for it, because in a way it kind of feels like a no-win situation. Like if he champions the movie, he has people after him. If he shits on it again, he has the Jagged Edge people after him.
Especially after the first spat, if he starts backing them now, all of a sudden they'll be like, you flip.
That's what I mean. You fucking sell out. Like you just, what are you, Chris Stuckman? You just want to make movies now and like get in with the, and like, I'm surprised he put it out. So I haven't watched it yet because I want to wait till after our podcast, but I am so curious, first of all, to see what he has to say. And second, what the comments look like. Because even during his video where he was talking about his experience talking with the producer, there were already comments saying like, if Cody gives good review scores to the second one, I'm going to be suspicious. And like, it's like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah.
People online fucking never fail be dumbasses. Found the quote, by the way. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Is it from Daniel Tosh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my little intro is going to be from Shane Gillis, so.
That's fine by me. I cracked up almost the entire thing of that. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to watch the Bill Burr ones you suggested. I think I've seen them before, though.
Yeah.
I think I apologize about the John Mulaney one. I was so tired at that point.
You don't have to apologize.
You do, but we'll get into that during the episode.
Yeah. I remember laughing my ass off the first time I listened to it. So, I mean, I think I was just really tired.
Oh, like, God, here he goes again.
Hey, I was just, what was that, No Way Home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a headache.
Hey, at least I'm consistent.
That's true.
It's true.
He always, when he doesn't like something, I was just tired.
Oh.
I'm just going through a lot right now.
Tomorrow, wake up, drink some coffee, and watch it again.
Yeah. Our next Behind the Curtains, Mike will be like, I loved that John Mulaney special. Let me tell you, it was great.
It was so good that I watched it 10 times.
I'm new in town.
Now, there was something he said, and I can't remember what it was that did. I still like it's like
it stuck. Well, it stuck with you until now.
It stuck
until
you tried to think of it. Because I remembered it earlier, and I was like, oh yeah, that was John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Then Mitch Hedberg said something that fucking absolutely cracked me up that I didn't think would.
Yeah, he's fucking something. We'll talk about him.
I was taking notes before I got tired and fell asleep.
Oh, did you? Damn it! I have this picture I was trying to find. Relating back to how the audience isn't always right on Rotten Tomatoes, I could have swore I saved it on my phone, but I can't find it anywhere. It's like all terrible scores they gave to like good movies or vice versa.
Oh, okay.
Well, and it was actually used as an example for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Like the audience gave this a really high score and it doesn't. And you know, you guys probably haven't seen it, either of you.
Nope. No.
It was fine. I don't think, maybe no, I have a soft spot for this franchise, and maybe after seeing 2016, nothing can be that bad to me. So, like, maybe I just gave it a pass, but it was fine. I don't get people, like, giving it a 2 out of 10. I heard
it got the worst score out of any Ghostbusters film.
It did. Yeah, like, critically. Like, Afterlife is still fresh at, like, 64 or something like that. No. Or but maybe not fresh, but it gets a tomato, not, like, a whatever it is, like, a splat. It still has a tomato. This one is, like, at a 44 or something.
But right I've now? Also heard from people I trust way more than critics that it's good. So
yeah, I thought it was.
I'm gonna watch it and make.
And you know what I was surprised about? Like, they actually, other than having legacy characters, they really didn't rely on a ton of nostalgia this time compared to Afterlife, and I like that. Like it kind of did its own thing more, but like it feels more like a Ghostbusters movie than Afterlife. I'll say that. If you're looking for like a traditional Ghostbusters, this has more of that.
It also has more of the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, and Dan Aykroyd, dude, he's just having a great time. You can tell how much he loves this franchise. That was cool to see. It was cool to see Dan Aykroyd, man, because he's just... I don't know. I almost got emotional watching Dan Aykroyd on the screen because, like, this is his baby.
What I actually heard was Dan Aykroyd and Phoebe were the two standouts.
McKenna Grace was great. I just didn't really like what they did with her character.
Wait, was it?
McKenna Grace who plays Phoebe?
Yeah,
she's the main girl.
I actually may have heard that it was Dan Aykroyd and Paul Rudd, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, for me, Paul Rudd and Kumail Nanjiani were...
Paul Rudd, you mean? Come on.
Yeah, he's great and everything. But speaking of stand-up comedy, Kumail Nanjiani was another fucking standout in the movie.
Of course. I love him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I opened with a Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg?
Mitch Hedberg.
That one fucking cracked me up so much.
Which one? Which special? Oh, we'll talk about it. Never mind.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting
the comedy. I watched the one you told me to.
Okay, good.
How many comedy specials did you watch in the last couple of days, Mike?
I tried to cram them all in yesterday because it was really the only time I had a chance.
So it was a comedy day for you yesterday?
Yeah. And I got to thinking?
Huh?
I was like, I really should just do... I should watch a lot more stand-up. Like, I enjoy this.
Yeah. Something that actually can still make you laugh. I agree with you.
Legitimately, yeah. And dude, just going on YouTube and typing in stand-up comedy... It'll give you like four specials that have millions of views. Just watch them. If you don't like one, you don't like one. If you do, you love it.
Yeah, I would say I would say like a good rule of thumb for stand up is probably like a 7 to 10 minute buffer. Like get to that point if it's still not doing anything for you. Like, all right, this just isn't like, my kind
of. Yeah, if you're 10 minutes in, don't watch the other 50.
Like within the first.
Oh, yeah. It was my first time seeing Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. That was really fucking weird. Well, I guess we'll talk about it in the episode. But.
Yeah, I know. This is all shit. Like, I'm like, damn it. Where is this? I know I saved it.
Is this like something you want to say during this or something?
No. I'm good for the episode.
Oh, all right.
Mike, why did you delete this post I had? And my smartphone. Well, even though you live in Oil City.
What had happened was.
Mike what didn't happened? Like what you said about that.
About that particular thing at that certain
particular
time.
Thing that we're discussing.
I really just didn't like it. Like it was. I felt like I was genuinely being attacked.
Oh God!
Oh man!
You had to say that right before our stand-up comedy episode.
I felt triggered.
Did you call PC on us?
Yeah. Did you call PC on this episode of all episodes?
I felt triggered, and
where's the trigger?
Extremely.
Where is it?
Offended by what you were saying, and
you wouldn't.
None of it was funny.
Person. Where's it? Where's the trigger?
No,
where's
trust trigger? Me.
But you slept with me like a lot.
Like
a lot. You recognize that? Oh God!
She did use her mouth on my ass and my mouth and my cock in an order that would surprise you.
It was all part of my plan. But no, you banged me. A lot. Like, a lot.
This will be in our episode, obviously, when we do this. And this whole behind the scenes thing will come out after that comes out, so I don't care about saying it now.
Uh-huh. Thank you for that exposition dump.
Yeah, you're welcome. If everything that I watched yesterday and Daniel Tosh was like my favorite thing, I don't think I'm going PC anytime soon.
Yeah, Daniel Tosh definitely does not play to that audience.
There was something he said that I fucking lost it. We'll get into it when we actually get into the episode.
We've said that like 100 times. We're ready to talk about some stand-up.
We're gonna talk about some stuff.
Okay? Yeah, guys.
This whole behind the scenes is just us telling you that we're gonna talk about some stuff.
Guys, all I really had for you was Blood and Honey 2 and Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire.
Oh, you know what? Here, I do have.
That's all I really wanted to discuss.
There's two things I want to talk about before we jump into this episode.
Yeah.
One is very serious, and the other one I would love to make jokes about, and I can't wait to do it.
Let's do serious
jokes
first.
About both.
Let's do serious first. Oh, we can do jokes about both for sure.
Always.
me being the conspiracy theorist that I am.
God, wait, Mike, real quick. Give us. You have to every time we do.
Oh yeah.
Every time you did serious, so every time we do a Snape, we have to all give our worst. Always.
Always.
Corey.
Always.
That's probably the best worst one right there.
I got it.
Well, that was Gollum doing
Yeah. And for people that, and for people that are only listening to this, which is everybody, because we're not video, when my concept for doing the worst always is just like showing as many of my chins as I can, like pressing my head.
Yeah. You got to get like five of those fuckers in there before you say it.
Oh, my ass.
All right. But Mike, on to your serious thing.
Okay. So serious. And you guys make jokes about it too, because I mean, that's what we do. The conspiracy theorist in me, and this isn't even in my mind, I think this is true. I don't believe that that whole fucking bridge incident was an accident.
Oh shit. Oh, we're going there.
This is really serious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. How the fuck do you accidentally hit the most perfect spot to fucking crumble a bridge?
Well, did you not see that the boat lost power twice?
Okay, but there's systems involved in those.
Why did it lose power?
That
man?
You don't lose control of steering if you lose power. Like, you could still steer that fucker.
I don't, that doesn't sound right, but I don't know about enough about boats to disprove it.
I can't back up my theories.
I went Always Sunny on that. That doesn't sound right, but I don't know about enough about ships to dispute it.
I'm just saying, like, it seems fucking coincidental where it hit.
It does seem right that you can still steer to an extent without power, because that seems crazy.
I mean,
to lose power and you can't move
with
at
today's
all.
Technology, how could you fucking not?
But I don't know if it's true. It's like a hospital has a backup generator.
Yeah.
Pilots on planes, you can kind of maneuver to an extent without power, but like you're going to nosedive. All you can do is like pull up a little. That's true. Yeah, you have a co-pilot. Is there two people steering the boat?
Well, I don't fucking know. I don't know enough.
Like
about
Dwight.
I think there's always a second.
It's fake, dummy.
I think there's always a second in command that can that can sail.
Number two.
It seems weird.
Yeah, it seems like a crazy spot for it to hit, like out of everywhere it could have.
That was perfect. Like the moment it hit, the whole fucking thing just went.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is one of our bridges here in Pittsburgh went out. I don't know if you guys remember this.
I do remember that.
A few years ago, one of the bridges here went out the same day that Biden was coming to talk about infrastructure. And people were like, that's crazy. Like, what the fuck are the odds?
Well, wait, I got this.
So it makes you wonder.
Our Bill Burr. Or suspicious.
We're workshopping the name.
No, Mike, we'll workshop that. You had it right there. Coincidence or conspiracy? It's right there. Corey, but Corey, our Bill Burr is coming out about conspiracy theories. I'll tell you, man. I believe all of them.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. I've watched the video now like twice and I'm like,
oh, he's watched it twice. Guys, he's watched it twice. He has all the facts he needs.
Well, do you want to know what's really funny?
Guys, twice he watched it. Not once.
It's really funny. Like,
two whole times.
So,
two whole times.
One of a mutual friend of ours, actually, of the podcast, Gabe posted the video.
Yeah.
And when I was scrolling Facebook yesterday, I saw it, and then he posted something like, this is crazy. And all I saw was the flashing lights on the bridge, and it takes a while for that boat to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm watching the video, I'm like, What is the lights are flashing? Cool.
And you're like, what's the point of this video?
I got to tell you, Mike.
That is our modern day attention span. Mike's like, this is lame.
The funny part is Mike's talking about how he saw it twice and he's been thinking about this.
Two times.
I heard about it at 2 o'clock p.m. today and I've seen that video about 7 times.
Mike's watched it twice.
What was really funny is,
Corey, from your 7 times, is it a conspiracy?
Of course it is.
Everything's a conspiracy.
Everything's a conspiracy.
Do you think that's air you're breathing?
Amber and I are sitting there on the couch, and we're playing Pokemon Arceus, which is pretty awesome, actually.
Nice. Nice plug for Pokemon Arceus.
Yeah. We're playing Pokemon Arceus, and she started talking about the bridge, and I'm like, what the what? She's like, you don't know about. She's like, you have to know about the bridge. You were on Facebook today. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's literally everywhere.
So she showed me the video. I'm like, what the fuck? So like, you're right. The attention span, like that video took so long for that boat to get there that I was like, I see flashing lights on a bridge.
It just took too long to get going.
Like, this is boring.
It didn't grab me, you know?
It didn't grab me. Cancer. Yeah, it just didn't grab me, you know? It's like, dude, my mom has cancer. Yeah, it's not grabbing me. Not
some reason.
Good.
Oh, that sucks, right? When he tells him, that's terrible, right? That's it? You can't even muster? Yeah, it's just not grabbing me. No, but two thoughts immediately come to my mind with that bridge thing. One, which is good for stand-up comedy, I wanted to comment so bad. Fuck the Ravens.
They probably sent that ship from Pittsburgh.
And two,
it did have a lot of cargo on it.
And two, Corey, this is going to be a comedy goldmine for our 31 on 31 when we talk about X-Men: The Last Stand with the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah,
the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Magneto's back.
I knew he'd come back. I knew it.
Oh my God.
It's a good thing I'm a mutant.
I knew my favorite Aunt Marvel villain ever would come back. Yeah, I said it. And I'll say it on the live stream.
Wow.
The other thing is a lot the more pop culture-y, but still fucked up.
Yeah.
P. Diddy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck is up with P. Diddy?
P. D. File. Did you see that? It said Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, P. D. File.
No, but nailed it.
Guys, it's almost like people in the entertainment industry, music, television, Dan Schneider, Nickelodeon. It's like these people are finally coming to light for fucking scumbags they are, and thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what cracked me up is yesterday I read about how his private jet was seen taking off and he was heading towards a country that has no expedition or whatever.
Wait.
Not expedition, extradition.
Yeah.
So he fucking already like narked on himself by doing that. And then
the problem with that is running doesn't always mean guilt. Now, I think he's guilty. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I'm not saying he's not guilty, but running is not.
Cosby didn't do it.
Running is not usually just 100% guilt. Some people run because they're scared. It's definitely been found out sometimes that people just get scared and run away.
Corey, what percentage of the time would you say that is?
1.2% of the time.
Okay, there you go.
Corey's made up statistics.
Thank you, Corey. And thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Mike has all the fucking jingles.
Mix them up in a set, guys.
Well, he's a guy, so.
he's better with the quick jingles than he is making up names on the spot.
Isn't that weird?
He can make up an entire jingle song on the spot, but if you ask him to name something, he's like, Dick Stains. It's like, Mike, that's not good. We're talking about dogs right now.
Just immediately puts his head down like, Dick Stain. He knows he fucked up. Man.
It's like I'm Randy from How I Met Your Mother trying to impress Barney Stinson.
You just live your life as Randy Warmpus.
Hey, that means I'm going to have a kick-ass beer that's going to be popular someday.
Buy it at every bar in New York.
I want Warmpus versus Schrader Brow. Hank Schrader's beer. God.
Well, Warmpus doesn't explode.
That's true. Well, you don't know Randy's early runs. I'm sure he overpressurized some bottles. It's Randy Warmpus. You think he got it right away?
Yeah, he's a talented
Speaking of bottles, you should all invest in a circle.
Mike, what is it? How many people are you sponsored by tonight?
How many times have I showed you this fucking bottle?
Oh, yeah. Corey's had that for a long time.
Adrian, you should invest in a circle.
No.
The only problem with the clear plastic ones is they don't keep your drinks cool as long.
Well,
I can put ice in this metal one and it stays ice the whole day and night.
Yeah, it's crazy. Eat shit, Stanley Cup.
That's right. Is that the new one? I thought there was a different one. Now.
Stanley Cup. Oh, there
maybe
might be
Stanley,
a newer one
maybe
now.
Stanley is the newest one.
Well, that's the one that was like in a TikTok. It was seen in a TikTok like with a car fire and it survived the fire with no marks.
Listen.
And that thing got like a billion views, so everyone started buying Stanley Cups.
Listen.
That's great marketing, dude. I don't think they meant to do that, but that's great fucking marketing.
If they did,
I'm a Devils
fan.
That's genius.
And I haven't seen a Stanley Cup in a long time.
Nicely done.
2003.
Well, for Pittsburgh standards, me neither.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Martin Brodeau.
All right, gentlemen, we about...
Fuck you, though.
We about warmed up. Mike got his two things. I got my two things. Corey, you have two things you want to talk about? Mike had the bridge and... what was your other thing, Mike? What was your funny thing?
P. Diddy.
I got my Blood and Honey 2 and Frozen Empire.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this little bonus of us just being us. I'm sure there will be lots more of this in the future. We don't stay focused. We have a Patreon now, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep the lights on over here and do interesting and fun things for all of you. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once a month, we put out a poll so you can vote what movie we watch, and we're even thinking about doing some movie commentaries in the near future. If any of that interests you, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultureshockpodcast to see all the benefits you can get. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, you can head on over to YouTube and watch all of his movie reviews and tier lists. That's at youtube.com/BakerReviews. youtube.com/BakerReviews. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shock Podcast. On Instagram, it's Culture Shock 21. On TikTok, it's CS Podcast 21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CS Podcast 21. And as always, thanks for listening.